Good morning. My name is John Colangelo, Regional Vice President with Investment Planning Council, and today with me is Brett Tanner. He is a certified financial planner with IPC Investment Corporation and Tanner Financial Services. He works closely with his clients to provide financial planning services and products to help them live their dreams. Good morning, Brett.
Morning, John.
So today's podcast is the first of hope many, Brett, and we'll be discussing the third quarter of 2018. But let me begin with the first questions. The quarter, we saw this return of volatility, which we hadn't seen for some time, I guess, since the beginning of the year. So Brett, I'd like to start there. Maybe you can give us some insight into what caused this.
Sure, John. But before I start, I want to read this short disclaimer to keep the regulators happy. Commissions, trailing commissions, management fees, and expenses all may be associated with mutual fund investments. Please read the prospectus before investing. Mutual funds are not guaranteed. Their values change frequently, and past performance may not be repeated. The information in this call is partly derived in part by Council Portfolio Services. So, I'd like to start off by saying, yes, the third quarter could certainly be summarized by a return of volatility. We recognize fully that market sell-offs like we've had recently are very unsettling for investors. So far, October has been a volatile month for the markets. The U.S. stock market saw the largest single drop of the S&P since February, and this has kind of been echoed across the rest of the world. We want to point out that in context of strong global GDP, periods of volatility are normal part of the investment cycle. We must ask the following questions. What's caused this? What does it mean to our plans? And essentially, what are we going to do about it? The sell-off we're experiencing is largely a result of short-term thinking caused by a variety of factors, including the uncertainty of the impact of trade negotiations with China and its effect on corporate earnings, uncertainty around higher interest rates, and certainly there's uncertainty around the U.S. midterms and political instability.
Let's take a deeper dive into some of these uncertainties that you just mentioned. Let's start with interest rates. You want to start there?
Yeah, looking at interest rates, I think the U.S. Federal Reserve has been pretty clear. They're on a steady path of normalization, and I don't think there's a ton of uncertainty about it. They've been fairly predictable. We don't think that interest rates are going to run away from us because as long as rates are rising in concert with strong GDP growth, as opposed to fears of runaway inflation, we think that it's a positive sign for the economy and the equity markets. The Feds are controlling inflation, and that's probably the bigger risk.
It's interesting, you know, this summer we had some uncertainty as it related to some of the trade between U.S. and Canada and Mexico and the NAFTA thing. And just as appears, you know, there's a little bit of calm behind us, we saw this return of this uncertainty in the global markets as it related to China. Perhaps you want to elaborate on this, Brett?
Sure. I mean, the markets in Canada are digesting the results of the USMCA. Regarding China, we think that we've already seen trade negotiations being resolved with Mexico, South Korea, Europe, and Canada. We don't expect any resolution with the U.S. and China, at least until after the midterms. Although, you know, it should be pointed out there's a new trade conference coming up with Canada there. The U.S. is not attending, and China will certainly be a topic. Realize that the fiscal tailwinds, dropping of corporate taxes, and repatriation of capital are much stronger headwinds to the markets than what we're seeing from tariffs.
Can you also, look at the midterms and the uncertainty around that and how that's affecting markets and what we can expect from the markets, Brett?
Sure. Well, the midterms, they happen every 4 years, and regardless of who's in power, and you know, at different times, you're always going to have some volatility around those, particularly if there's a potential for a change in power. But, you know, after November 6th, we're going to know what that looks like. So we expect that that part of the landscape will settle down once we get through the midterms. So we really only have a couple weeks left, and we'll be through that. And then going forward, we think investors should focus on positive fundamentals supporting GDP growth. So employment improvement, lower than historical average inflation and average interest rates. And keep in mind that while the markets as a whole were down, key defensive sectors such as utilities and financials did well. So not all is negative. And caution remains the key word across global markets as investors try to figure out whether the recent sell-off has room to run back or if it's been overdone. However, you know, history has shown us that market downturns are usually short-term events, and it's a normal part of the cycle. We're tuning out the noise so we can remain objective and focus on our own portfolios.
Brett, could you just maybe highlight some of the, you know, as we go through these periods of uncertainty, there's risks in your portfolio. Is anything that is being done behind the scenes, if you, you know, sort of peel back that curtain, if you will, maybe you can share with us what the portfolio management team is doing there.
Sure. We remain underweight with Canadian equities. The current high tax, low growth environment is not really attractive. We're continuing to use dynamic currency hedging to protect against currency inflations. As of today, we're probably sitting around 75% that's hedged. And we're increasing our global fixed income weighting, which continues to be an important diversifier, adding incremental yield in our core plus fixed income strategy. That means, you know, increased allocations to the global trend strategy, which allows us to take some money off the table. We've already seen some movement of the safety to the safety of fixed income, and indicators have triggered incremental moves to safety. So essentially, you know, in layman's terms, what we're doing is we're conservatizing portfolios right now and taking a little bit of risk away from the portfolios as a whole.
So Brett, that gets towards the end of our podcast, but maybe you can just share any final thoughts that you'd like to add.
Well, thanks, John. Really, I'd just like to point out that we put the podcast on our website, which is www.tannerfinancial.ca, where you can access it along with others that we've posted, and feel free to forward it. Also, our next call will be sometime early in the new year, and we'll feature another team member. And if there's any questions, feel free to email me at brett@tannerfinancial.ca or call us at 647-722-1711. Our goal is always to help you plan for tomorrow today so that you can live your dreams. Thank you.
Thanks, Brett.
Cheers.